From tomorrow, Victorian taxpayers will be paying $1.8 million a day for something they may not use for several years, if at all. The state's newly built desalination plant has passed all the tests required for it to start pumping out fresh water. But Melbourne's water storages are the highest they've been for many years. And Victoria's Water Minister, Peter Walsh, told Simon Lauder that desalination won't be required for the foreseeable future.
The plant obviously now is placed in standby mode. Because there was a zero water order for this financial year.
So basically the plant is ready to produce water but none is required?
That is correct. So the plant has now met all its commissioning milestones. It's now placed in standby mode, as you said, because there is no water at the moment. But for Melbourne Water customers, this means that the $1.8 million per day payment, the holding charge for having the plant built and being ready to produce water, will now have to be paid.
What is that charge for? What does it cover?
That charge covers the cost of Aquasure raising the finance and building the plant.
So it's payment by instalments rather than daily upkeep?
Well, there is two components of the payments. There is the $1.8 million per day, which is the payment for Aquasure to have the plant built and to operate it. That is paid irrespective of whether there is a water order. If there is a water order in any financial year, there would obviously be payments in addition to that for the cost of producing water.
With Melbourne's water storage at about, well, more than 80% at the moment, when do you foresee an order being placed?
Well, the 1st of April each year, the water minister of the day has to place an order for the following financial year in segments from 0 through to 150 gigalitres a year. With the Melbourne Water Storages, as you've said, in excess of 80%, the anticipation would be that there would not need to be a water order in the next few years. No one knows what the weather will do, but Melbourne Storages have recovered well from the drought, and the anticipation would be that they'll stay at a healthy level for the foreseeable future.
So that's $1.8 million per day for several years with no return?
Well, that's the legacy that the previous Labor government signed Melbourne Water Customs up to, that when they chose to do this project in 2007, this is the reality of what's happened out of that project. They should have been planning earlier for Melbourne's water needs rather than making a panic decision that has built a desal plant that, as most people would say, is too big, too expensive and was not needed.
And for how long is Victoria committed to that $1.8 million a day holding charge?
That is for 27 years.
So that's going to be several billion dollars in the end?
Well, the actual charges will add up to around the $18 or $19 billion. If there is water taken, obviously there will be a significant amount of money in addition to that.
Within that 27 years, I guess a few years during which we may get another dry period and those water storages empty out, it could seem like a wise investment in the end.
Well, it is a very, very expensive investment. Melbourne Water Storages have recovered. They have reacted the way as was anticipated by our forefathers when they built the Melbourne Water Storages, particularly the Thompson Reservoir, which is our drought reserve, has recovered to be at quite a significant level. And the anticipation would be in the foreseeable future that Melbourne will not need a desal plant, and particularly does not need a desal plant that is so big and so expensive.
That's Victoria's Water Minister Peter Walsh speaking to Simon Lauder.